Drink your water.
There are two main scenarios that come to mind when I think about when mine security NAV was heightened. Like, two major ones. I mean, there have been minor. You know, two major that when I think about, that's the point when my insecurities were really sort of like accentuated and made so conspicuous in my mind. One of them is in primary school and the other one is in high school. So let's start with the one from primary school. I went to Naivasha Boys Boarding Primary School. There are a couple of things to note here. It was a boys' school and it was a boarding school. And I remember at this one point, I was with a friend of mine. It was a random day. We were queuing for lunch. We were heading to have lunch. And I remember at one point, I don't know what we were talking about, but I remember he looked back at me because I was behind him and he said, you know, you look normal. It's just this part of your face that looks like an alien. After having lunch that day, I was going to my dorm and I was looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, I actually look like an alien. Like, all this time I thought that I looked good and everything, but I look pathetic. Major part of my primary school, I used to walk like this. You know, I was insecure about my lips. Like, should I tuck them in? Should I hide them? Should I, you know, stay like this? It was crazy. Fast forward, now we're in high school. I went to Aga Khan High School, Nairobi, compared to Naivasha Boys Boarding Primary School. Aga Khan High School is a mixed school, and it's, I would say, a bit bougie compared to Naivasha Boys Boarding Primary School, understandably. And I remember this one day, it was a beautiful morning, and we were in the physics lab. And for such a long time, I had a crush on this girl. And I thought, what better day to just confess my feelings on this chilly morning in the physics lab? And so I walked up to where she was seated, and I blatted out, "Hi, I have a crush on you." For a good 5 seconds, she looked at me head to toe, and then she said, "Yuck." Everyone was watching. I kept on even wishing. I wish she just said no. Why would she say yuck? In hindsight, when I think about it, there could be two reasons why she said yuck. It could be that she genuinely thought I was disgusting, or the fact that the timing was wrong. I mean, we were in Form 2. There's this peer pressure. And so, you know, in an effort to retain her sort of coolness, that's sort of like the less severe thought about it. So those two scenarios are etched in my mind when I think about when my insecurities cropped up. First of all, in high school, my grades weren't good around this period of time. I wasn't a sports guy. For a very long time, I focused on this. I remember very well, clearly, still in high school, looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, damn, how ugly you are, bro. Like, you are so ugly. Like, I hated my smile. I hated my voice. It took a while before it broke. I had this seemingly receding hairline. Like, everything was so imperfect about myself. And there's so many scenarios that I remember looking at people in my class and thinking, wow, what a beautiful human being. If only I could look like that. And it obviously made me create this persona that I was not good enough. I created this exterior that was timid, that was shy, that was quiet. So it was a struggle. But something happened in my third year. In Form 3, I was really tired of everything. I was tired of not being cool. I was tired of having a really bad relationship with my parents because my grades were under the rug. And I wanted a change. And I remember telling myself this. We already know I'm not beautiful. We already know I'm not cool. We have established and we have accepted that. We already know that I'm not a sports guy. I'm not athletic. What can I do to just feel good? And I remember telling myself and sitting in my room and crying and telling God I just want to change. And I said, I'll just try to be the ideal student, the best student. In Form 3, first term, I made that agreement with myself. Second term, I was top 3 in my class. I was a class prefect. I was a standout student. I used to go and put myself out there, and teachers, the faculty was just in love with me. As much as I was chasing, or I was trying to be an ideal good student, the best student, I was chasing a version of myself that I wanted to be. And this is where the lesson sort of comes in. My dad talks about there are three versions of you in this world. There's the mediocre you, there's the average you, and there's the best you. During this process, I didn't know this, but I was chasing the best me. And that is why it was feeling so good, because by the time I was in my fourth year, these things were very trivial. How I looked to people didn't matter to me as much as it had previously. As long as I felt good, as long as I felt like I set a precedence such that it got to a point where people used to approach me differently with a little bit of respect. There are conversations that people would come and have with me, and there are conversations that they wouldn't. I set a standard. I did not get rid of my insecurities. They were still there. They are still there. The only thing I did was to see the beauty in me. But remember, previously I could never see that beauty. And so I had to increase my value in the best and little way I knew how to see the worth and beauty in myself. Why is this so important? The reason why maybe you're so focused on your insecurities could be that you have not established the beautiful part of you. It's like creating a habit. You don't get rid of the bad habits. You only break the bad habits by building new ones. Masking my insecurities, and that's what I'll call it. Masking my insecurities has been about increasing my value. It doesn't mean that I'm not perfect as I am. It doesn't mean that I'm not beautiful. It just means that now I'm aware that there are things that I can't control. Can't control how big my lips are. I can only try and accentuate and feel comfortable in them. That could be including having lip balm on. It could be being a good kisser. So that you see the advantages of your lips. If your ex is like, damn, I mean, you were not good for me, but damn, the kissing was amazing. You know, that's because of something. I think that's it. If you're really trying, and this is just my personal advice, and that's why I started with an anecdote so that you see where it's going. Insecurities will stay with you forever. It's how you deal with them by acknowledging that they're there, if they're there. And maybe sometimes even trying to question, why are they there? Like, why are they there? Today, if I'm being honest, if I'm being really honest, my DMs are full with people who are interested or claim to be interested in myself. And years back, that would make my ego skyrocket. But that could be because I increased my value, because there is potential, because people are like, damn, this guy is incredible in that respect or whatever. So that's the story. That's how it has been. Like, increasing your value in every little way that you can and seemingly realizing what you're good at. And so for me, it has always been focusing on, like, when I get into a room, I want to feel good. And feeling good doesn't come from people telling you that, damn, you are dope. Feeling good comes from the fact that you wake up in the morning, you go to the breakfast table with your family, but you're feeling extra good because, you know, before you got onto that breakfast table, you got some work done for like a good 2 hours. Before you got onto that breakfast table, you had a 1 hour workout session that drove you, that got you high like crazy. You know what I mean? So it's always about having an extra step or having that tiny little secret of your sort of valuing increment. You know, like, you know, you have 1 foot ahead of everyone else. Like, even though everyone else is seeing how not so good looking you look, you know that, I mean, you can keep focusing on that, but the future for me is amazing. Like, what I did makes me feel good. Like, I walked out, and I know you guys just came out of bed. It's not about comparing, but it's like, you know, I walked out today morning. I got this work done. I sent this proposal in. And so I think for me, that has always been it. Like, focusing my energy on things that I can control and increasing my value in a substantial way that I can see and that I can, you know, tell. And slowly people stop focusing, if they were focusing at all, on how you look, and they start seeing the beauty and the potential that you are. So insecurities are like habits. If there is anything that you want to get out of this, insecurities are like habits. You may not be able to get rid of them, but you can break them. You can mask them up by increasing your value. Get something that you are passionate about. Focus on it. Look at what you're insecure about. If it's, you know, if it's your health, look at how you can improve that. That is improving value, so that you have something that you're focusing on that is seemingly positive that it outweighs the negative, because both sides of the spectrum will always be with you. It's just, how do I make one outweigh the other? It is by focusing on it and then ensuring that it expands so much that everything else is so trivial. Like, oh my goodness, it's so trivial. And you can improve yourself, whether it's in your eloquency, whether it's in your craft, whether it's in your skills, you can grow and you can skyrocket. So I hope that helps. If it does, please make sure that you share this episode with anyone that you think it might help. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe and comment down below. The last episode was amazing. We had 300 views in like 2 days. That made me so feel so happy. And it's just the growth for me. So if you enjoy this episode, please share it. And tell me how did you deal with your insecurities? If you ever had or ever have insecurities, how do you mask them? How do you just get rid of them? This is my experience. Yours could be even better to help someone who might be going through the comments. So throw your comment down there. Add some more perspective into what we're talking about. And engage me on Instagram at MinorMind and TikTok at MinorMind, Twitter at MinorMind, Facebook everywhere at MinorMind. Engage me. DM. Feel free to DM me. And keep enjoying the podcast. This is me trying to really be consistent on this space and try to bring you as dope content as I can. And until next time, folks, bye-bye.